Get up, out of bed. Get up. Get up with Tim and Jess. Hit CQ.
Good morning. It is here. Tim and Jess on Hit CQ on Wednesday morning. Happy Valentine's Day. This morning's show is thanks to Jan's Flower Shop. For all your floral and gift needs, head to Jan's Flower Shop on Tallulah Street or visit jansflowershop.com.au.
Do you hear that, Tim? That's the sound of everyone panicking because they forgot it was Valentine's Day this morning.
It's our duty to remind them.
Do you know
that it's Valentine's Day.
You know, it was great. I was at Woolworths last night, and the sheer panic from men walking into Woolworths and seeing on the left-hand side the Valentine's display.
Yep.
And there was a swarm of gentlemen just picking out cheap supermarket flowers.
What do you think? All right, real talk.
Yeah.
What do you think the ratio of male to female buying their significant other a gift would be?
Oh, mate, males would be trumping females.
Trumping?
There is every chance that girls are like, it's my day. I don't have to buy a gift.
You were in a relationship for what, like 3 years?
Yeah.
Did you ever have that mentality or were you
No,
a gift
I love giving gifts
though.
I give gifts for no reason.
All right. We'll get the Nobel Peace Prize.
Okay.
You can give that to someone. Jess, very excited to get stuck into today's show as always. We're going to try and give away $1,000 because that's what we do. The pressure test brings pressure to every single person that is involved. Me, you, the person playing, hopefully all combined can get together as a team and win $1,000.
Mm-hmm. We've also got, before the end of this hour, your chance to win tickets to Puppetry of the Penis.
All right. It's a P word. It's chill.
Hey, it's the name of the show. I'm allowed to say it on the radio.
World famous Puppetry of the Penis. Make sure you are listening out and we'll let you know exactly how you can get your hands on those tickets. But Jess, Winter Olympics, it's pretty big news over in South Korea. And Australia finally got on the medal board yesterday. But I want to talk about an American. And I know you're probably thinking, Tim, why do you want to talk about American? All we do is talk about Americans. Well, this one kid, he deserves to be Australian. Because what he's done is incredible.
It's the most Australian thing I've ever heard.
It's mind-blowing. It's Jessica Pantoo Classic 101.
Oh, right.
Excited to talk about it up next. Don't go anywhere. It's Tim and Jess on Hit CQ.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
I want to talk about the Winter Olympics, South Korea. A young American teenager, 17 years old. He shouldn't be American. Should be Australian. Because his efforts in the last 48 hours, pure, incredible genius.
Aussie battler kind of stuff,
Aussie battler. So essentially he had his final of his competition, which I believe was snowboarding, on in the afternoon of, like, say, a Monday. Sunday night, he stayed up really late, binge-watching Netflix, and fell asleep at about...
What was he watching?
Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Great show.
Of course.
Cool. And so he binge-watched this incredibly late in the night, fell asleep with it on, because he woke back up in the morning with it still running, assuming a few seasons later.
God, that is a big
bill. It's a big bill. It's the Olympics. It's not on him in South Korea.
It's true.
Kim Jong-un's sister's there footing the bill. But so he wakes up and he goes, well, I was meant to be at training 2 hours ago. This is not a good start. And this afternoon is my gold medal run. His name, first of all, is Red Gerard. What is
Red
your name,
Gerard.
Champion? And
old mate Red has been training for this for years.
This is his moment. He's going to get it, hopefully, going for a gold medal at the Winter Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
And he runs out of his room. He goes, crap, I'm late. And he can't find his jacket. Borrows it from a team member that he's sprinting past in the hallway.
Wow.
Goes to training. Goes to his event. The little kid won the gold medal. The gold medal, and then in his celebration, swore on the worldwide television.
I mean, slow claps for Ed. Well done, son.
And the best thing is, so this is delayed on a lot of television stations, right? So obviously it's coming live, probably with a 10-second delay.
Mm.
Every network missed the swear. NBC in America, they missed the swear. Channel 7, they missed the swear.
So do you reckon old mate that came in second was just super furious?
Good night's sleep, had a proper breakfast.
Woke up, did a face mask.
What an idiot. If you want to win gold, you know what to do.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Who would have thought an award-winning television show would literally now be an award-winning television show? Good on you, mate. Red Gerard, because it's like an award-winning show. Now he won the award.
Right.
Mate,
okay.
If I have to explain it, go home. Happy Valentine's Day.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hits.
Yes, it is Valentine's Day. And before we just head off, because we want to talk about how we can send you to see Justin Timberlake in LA, we're going to let you know all about that. But we're celebrating Valentine's Day and locals around Central Queensland.
Yeah,
today.
Look, we asked you guys on our Facebook, on our Instagram, search for HitCQ, to give us your Valentine's Day messages. We want to spread the love this morning.
Yeah, and we've got some. What's the name of the person? Sexy Mike.
Sexy Mike.
Sexy
the
Mike.
The Love Doctor.
The Love Doctor. Here is the first shout out. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day, Judd. I love you more. Kiss, hug, kiss, hug, kiss, hug. Thanks, Amy.
Wow. Thanks, Sexy Mike, the Love Doctor.
Ooh.
We are going to be playing a few of these throughout the morning.
I feel so romantic.
Sexy Mike's going to sit around. He's in the sex booth just next to us getting ready.
The sexy booth.
Not the sex booth. That's a different thing.
That's a different kind of booth.
It's Tim and Jess.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit.
Australia's greatest ever
radio game.
Clickbait.
Thanks to Focus Sports and Remedial Massage Moranbah.
Yes, it is that time again, Jess. Very, very exciting. Australia's greatest ever radio game. Mm-hmm. Focus Sports and Remedial Massage bring us $50 every single week for one lucky listener who has to guess, out of the two people clicking, which one is Jess? It's super simple.
Look, and you've made it so much more complicated than it has to be.
No, I have not. It is a great radio game, and as always, the phones are going absolutely ballistic. And Jess,
what is wrong with you, Central Queensland?
Last week, the person was playing, can't remember their name, they didn't win. So it jackpotted to
1,462 pesos.
That's 100 Australian dollars.
Did he say that in Spanish?
He did. 100 current Australian dollars. I will not attempt to say that again.
Why Spanish?
Because we're a bit of in an international flavor this week, my friend. That's French. But 13, 12, 16, right now, if you want to play Clickbait, Australia's greatest ever radio game, if you can pick Jess, the money is yours. Are you excited, Jess?
I'm so excited. This is the biggest highlight of my week.
Right in the middle of the greatest game ever.
Australia's greatest.
Ever.
Radio game.
Clickbait. Thanks to Focus Sports and Remedial Massage Moranbah.
It's like the ad, what it feels like to chew five gum.
We've absolutely taken this game too far.
Absolutely have not. And Jess, essentially the game is, if you hear, you got to pick out of the two people clicking, which one is Jess? If you do so, you win some cold hard cash. Jess, who have we got playing this morning?
This morning we've got John from Emerald.
Lucky
I'm disappointed
man.
In you, John.
Lucky man. Now, John, how are you going to work through this?
Just listen and try and find out who's who.
That's a good point.
Good tactics,
so now,
John.
Now, John, I've got like a little suspense builder. So once it stops, person number one will start clicking and then the second person will click after that. And we'll make sure it's very well known to you. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Are you ready?
Yes.
No, I said, are you ready? Well, get ready to listen to clicking.
All right, that was number one, and here's number two. All right, now, John, of your brain power, what are you thinking? Who was click number one? Which one was Jess?
I think you were click number one.
You think I was click number one?
Yes, and Jess was number two.
You think Jess was number two? All right.
What makes you think that?
Talk us through it.
It sounds similar to what was last week.
Oh, we got an avid listener of Clickbait.
Oh, here we go.
Well, John, I'm excited to tell you that you have won
1,462 pesos.
That's 100 Australian dollars. Did he say that in Spanish?
He did. John, congratulations. You are the first winner of Clickbait, my friend.
Woo! Hey, yeah.
Mate, if you're ever in Moranbah, go and check out Focus Sport and Remedial Massage. They will hook you up, my friend. Congratulations. You're part of history, John.
Ah, awesome.
Thanks, champ.
Wow. Just when you thought this game wasn't dramatic enough.
Beautiful. There was a lot of drums. terrible. But next week, we're playing clickbait and someone could win
50 current Australian dollars.
That's more than last week. Can we afford it?
Yes, we can.
Absolutely have too much power. It is.
I was really disappointed. I wanted to play this because if it jackpotted.
Jackpot to 150 Australian dollars.
You know what?
When will it end? Technically February.
Technically, yes. Next week, more chances to play.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Yes, it is Valentine's Day today, and we are celebrating by doing some shout-outs for loved ones around Central Queensland. We've got Sexy Mike, the love doctor. He is celebrating, isn't he?
Let's cross over to the sexy booth, Tim.
So not the sex booth?
No, not the sex booth.
David, I love you more than unicorns. Oh. And you know, that's a big deal. Lots of love, Kira.
That is lovely. Unicorns, the love for unicorns must be aggressive.
I think Kira might love unicorns more than the average human, Tim.
But loves Dave.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit.
Anyway.
Tim, today is the day of love, Valentine's Day.
Happy love day, everyone.
For one of my mates, she is sitting waiting for the results of something that happened over the weekend.
Which friend is this?
I'd rather not say. I don't want to.
Her name's Kate.
Tim!
It's Kate. It is, isn't it?
Yeah, it's Kate. Look, as the show goes on, you'll understand that my friend Kate gets herself into these situations.
She's like a human version of a Lego block that just has no piece. She has no thing that she fits in with. It just doesn't make sense,
Tim,
the poor thing.
So sad.
She's lovely, but just no one can find her place.
She's the best human ever. And unfortunately, she just got out of a bit of a relationship.
Yeah.
And started, you know, seeing some other guys.
Good on her.
Started seeing one guy in particular. Found him, well, he came up as a suggested Instagram friend.
So she didn't meet him as a person? She saw him on social media?
No, she met him. Oh, okay. She met him in a bar, and then on social media, Instagram was like, hey, this is someone you might know.
Yeah, you were next to this person. You should follow them on Instagram.
Yeah, and she was like, oh, wow, okay. So she did what every girl does, clicked through, to just give him a bit of an Insta stalk.
Bit of a stalk, you know, that's pretty normal.
Got back a few years, his Instagram.
Oh, no.
And I get a message from her on Sunday morning, all caps.
That's never good.
Nope. It's like, okay, now I have to leave the country because I've accidentally double tapped on a photo of insert guy's name here.
So she's liked a photo.
Yes.
How old was the photo?
The photo was from, I think, 2014.
4 years ago.
Oh, she got deep. She got deep, son.
But then, like, depends on how many photos he posted. Because, like, say, it'd only take you, like, two slight scrolls and you probably get back 5 years on my Instagram.
Oh, no, I got pretty deep on your Instagram one day.
It's blotchy, by the way. selfless plug. But so she's liked a photo from 4 years ago.
Yeah, and so she's immediately unliked it.
Smart. That's exactly what you have to do.
And I said to her, I was like, I'm not sure if he's still, I think he's still going to get a notification that you've liked it. So she's planning to move to Africa and just start a new life.
Smart. I have had something similar, but not necessarily, like I was just starting to see my girlfriend. So this is over a year ago. And I was sitting there one morning and I wanted her to message me because I didn't want to be pathetic and I kept messaging her
first. Oh, here we go.
So I unliked a photo that I'd already liked and then re-liked it. And she messaged me, but it wasn't saying good morning. It was saying, did you just unlike and re-like a photo of mine so I'd speak to you?
But guess who got a message, Timmy? And guess who got a relationship out of it?
Tim wins. So it happens to the best of us.
Yeah, look,
even
I don't,
if it is
I don't
intentional.
Think, yeah, I don't think Kate's making. I can't believe I just said her name again.
Oh, well.
I don't think she's getting a relationship out of this one.
Oh, you never know. It's all right. Well, let's see how far back we can go then.
13, 12, 16. How far back did you double tap?
It can be dangerous.
Is it
worse on Facebook or Instagram?
Probably Instagram. I think Instagram, because it's so much easier to accidentally do it
Facebook
on Instagram.
Facebook offers you up memories from years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So Instagram is dangerous. All right, so 13, 12, 16, how far back did you double tap?
Tim, on 13, 12, 16, we have been asking, how far back did you double tap?
Yep, your friend Kate.
Oh, don't name her again.
Kate G.
Thank you for not saying her surname.
Sorry.
She's one of my best mates, and God love her. She just finds herself in these uncomfortable positions constantly.
Yeah.
And she was sort of like started seeing a guy. He came up in her suggested Instagram friends.
Yeah.
And she couldn't help herself, did a bit of a stalk,
naturally,
as we all do.
Naturally.
and ended up liking a photo from 2014.
Whoop, there it is.
She decided to leave the country, and I don't blame her. That's fine. I support you in anything you want to do, mate.
It's unfortunate that getting your visa organised takes so long because she's just got that waiting period now, which is just a big shame.
She's still in hiding, just in Melbourne.
But we want to find someone that can beat it. Mm-hmm. We want to find better than 4 years.
Yeah, and we've got Claire from Gladstone on 13, 12, 16. Claire, how far back did you double tap?
2011.
2011?
Was this this year, or was it when did you do the tapping?
It was towards the end of last year.
Still, oh, my word.
6 years, 6, 7 years.
I mean, how many photos are we talking back here? Are we talking hundreds of photos? Like, is this, well, were you deep in an Instagram hole?
Well, it was an accident.
It always is. Yeah. You never do it on purpose.
You're not going back to 2011 and just liking a photo.
Yes.
So were you just having a bit of a stalk to see what this person looked like a few years ago, and then accidentally, instead of, oh, that's not Zoom, that's not Zoom?
No, it was actually an ex-best friend.
So it's not a partner, it's...
It's a best friend? So what, something happened between you two?
Yeah, we had a bit of a falling out, and I was stalking her one day. She had deleted all photos of me and her together.
Wow.
And I accidentally double-tapped.
Wow. So what do you do in that situation? Do you un-double-tap, or do you just leave it? Like, you've made your bed.
Yeah, I don't think it's an... untap. I'm pretty sure they still get a notification.
Yeah, but then if they go into it, it disappears. But it'll just be like they've stuffed up. But it seems like that's probably the worst case scenario. So we appreciate
it. And you know what? That ship has sailed for Claire.
Yeah. Bye. Thanks, Claire.
Bye, guys.
And we've also got Nicole from Emerald on 13, 12, 16. Nicole, how far back did you double tap?
I double tapped 2 years. I was seeing this guy casually, and I had a stalk on his Facebook.
Naturally.
And I liked a photo from 2 years ago. Had a moment, got off it, went back the next day, and he had unfriended me.
Nicole!
He's been seeing us for a couple of months. So it was kind of like, oh, all right.
He unfriended you on Facebook because you liked a photo from 2 years ago.
It was a good photo.
Wow. You know what, Nicole? If he's done that, I mean, he's not worthy of your friendship anyway, or anything more than that for that instance.
Yeah, well, he added me again a couple of months ago.
Oh, pathetic. He's nah.
Look, it comes crawling back.
Yeah, nah. Nicole, stay away from that one. Thanks for your call, though, mate.
On it.
See you, mate.
You know that feeling when they finally come back to you and you have no feelings for them, Tim? Isn't that just the best feeling in the world?
No, I've never had that happen to me in my life. I just assume everyone wants me.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hits.
We are celebrating Valentine's Day today, Jess.
Yeah, we asked you guys, Central Queensland, to send us your messages so that we can share the love today on Valentine's
and
Day.
And we have the sexy booth here in the studio this morning with sexy Mike. Mm-hmm. And Mike's been doing some tributes, and here's another one for your morning.
To my husband, Eddie Aram, happy Valentine's Day. You are the love of my life. The best things I love about you are that you have great arms and can reach stuff on the top shelf. Oh, and don't forget, I said I'd love you first. Love you lots. Marie.
Aww.
Aww, Marie.
The band's still playing in the booth with Sexy Mike.
Thanks, Sexy Mike.
Yeah. This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hits.
Yesterday, Jess, our hunt for a block of caramilk chocolate, we believe, we're still not confirmed, that is getting closer and closer to having a block of caramilk in our hands.
We received a message from a listener.
Imogen.
Her name is Imogen. She's from Emu Park. She said that she found one at a store in Emu Park and she purchased it for us. We got a photo. I'm still not...
We got her to send her, like I said, do a specific hand signal. Mm-hmm. And it seems that she has the block.
Mm-hmm.
So we trust her. She joins us on the phone now because now that she's got it, I want it. Imogen, would you be willing to do some sort of a trade?
Sure.
Would you like two very specially Hit-branded stubby holders?
Ooh, what else you got?
You always turn down the first offer,
I'm
Tim.
Sure.
You always turn down the first
badly,
offer.
How badly do you want this?
Oh, not at all. What about we throw some stickers on there? Some nice Hit stickers.
Keep going.
Jess, what else do we have?
I honestly don't know. Imogen, what's it going to take?
What's it going to take?
You tell us what you would like from us.
Oh, just keep the offers coming and I'll tell you when.
Oh, okay.
All right. I don't know what else we got. Our boss could give you $5.
Wow, that's how much it cost me, so that'd be good.
So $5.
So it's got to be something that's more valuable than $5. $5. What can we bring her from Gladstone, Tim?
What can we bring her from Gladstone?
That she can't get in Emu Park.
Emu Park.
Because we obviously can't get caramel here.
No.
So what can we get her that is traditionally Gladstone?
I genuinely don't know. We've got a little poo emoji cushion. Do you want that?
Yeah.
A poo emoji cushion?
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Chuck it in.
Yes.
Is that getting us over the line?
Is that the final offer?
Sold, done.
You bloody beauty. Imogen, we're going to keep your number and we're going to call you in the next couple of days and we'll organise to meet in Rockhampton.
We'll organise the swap.
All right, done.
Done, Jessica.
That means we have to get this swap sorted.
This better not be a hoax. So you know what that means now? We've got to call our boss because he's going to have to receive this. And I don't trust it. I don't even want to talk about it because people in the office might be listening.
I don't trust anyone in our Rockhampton office.
No.
So I think our boss, Matthew X, is our go-to.
Mr. Matt. All right. We'll try and get him on before the end of the show. I know he's hard with his phone because he's doing business things like emails and spreadsheets.
He's got a real job. Yep.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hits.
Celebrating Valentine's Day with Sexy Mike in the love booth, the love doctor, Jess. Because people across central Queensland are giving shout-outs to their loved ones this Valentine's Day.
Yeah, we asked you guys for your love-filled messages, and we've been playing them throughout the show.
Yep.
Have we got Sexy Mike ready?
Sexy Mike's live in the love booth right now. All right, boys, take it away.
Tara, I'm told on the daily I punch way above my weight, so thank you for committing to slum it for eternity with me. Seriously, though, you're a fox, a great mother, and my best friend. Love you always. Nathan.
Aww, isn't that just lovely?
Tara the fox.
She's a fox, but you're my best friend. Quite nice.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hits.
Tim, pressing issues. We have been trying to get our hands on a block of the limited edition...
Elusive.
...caramilk chocolate. Yep.
We had no interest into it until Tuesday at, what, 2:30? I was just like, I want one. I don't eat chocolate, but I want one. And
as soon as you wanted one, buddy, I was on board.
Exactly. That's the best kind of friend to have. And Imogen from Emu Park says that she has one for us, and she's going to bring it into the office to give it to us.
We made a trade. Yes. Imogen is getting...
A whole bunch of garbage.
I mean, yeah, to be
it's
honest.
A very bad
swap. It was
swap.
A really bad deal,
like,
Imogen.
Say if the chocolate costs $5, we've given her $5.30 worth of things. But We can't get it from her today because she's going to be dropping it off in the Rockhampton office, which we won't be at today. And we need someone we trust. And the only person I trust is the top dog, our boss man, Mr. Matt Wex. And Matt, good morning.
Morning, team. How are we?
Yeah, we're good.
Good, thank you.
Now, Matt, the reason we're calling you is because you're the only person we trust in this whole entire company to do a favour for us for the next few days.
Okay.
So, essentially, we've got our hands on some caramel chocolate that has been very hard to get. I'm sure you're aware of, Matt.
It's one block of caramel chocolate, Mr. Bossman, and we are having it delivered to the Rockhampton office of HIT today.
Oh, my God.
And as we are probably not going to be able to get there for maybe a few days, potentially not even until next week, we need someone to take care of this block of chocolate until we get there.
And not eat it or have it be stolen.
Yes.
Do you think this is a responsibility you could take on?
Look, it is, but I just can't make any guarantees.
Matt, this is the whole reason we're calling you.
We thought you were the only one we could trust.
Look, if I look after it for said period of time, does that entitle me to a portion of the bar you collect it?
You get a whole row.
Done.
Yes. Thank you, Matt. We'll fill you in with all the information about the trade that's going to have to take place when the listener comes in this afternoon.
Mm-hmm. But we do not want anyone else from that office
to know
that it is happening.
Okay, well, they don't listen to the show, so that won't be a problem.
Yeah, neither do you. That's why it was so surprising when we called you. Thanks, boss man.
See ya.
No worries, boss.
I cannot believe you promised him a whole row of our chocolate.
Mate, in the grand scheme of things... it'll be fine because I have an idea of what we're going to do after we get the block of chocolate, okay?
Okay.
Sounds like a plan,
Tim. Tim always has a plan.
Tim's always got a plan. Tim's always working, sneaking.
One step ahead of me, Timmy.
One step ahead.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Valentine's Day, and we've been celebrating Valentine's Day all morning long with some shout-outs.
Yeah, and we've got Sexy Mike in the Love Doctor. Sexy booth.
Yep, with his sexy band. And he's giving shout-outs to the people of Central Queensland this Valentine's Day. All right, guys, get the band ready. Who's this tribute to?
I'd like to shout out to my boyfriend of 10 years, Kevin. He works for the Rockhampton Regional Council. I love him deeply. Happy V-Day, babe. Oh.
Happy V-Day indeed. Rockhampton sexy Regional night. Council is the sexiest job that anyone could work in. So we still have one more time. We're going to cross over to Sexy Mike, the Love Doctor, and his sexy boys.
Look at him, just loving life this morning.
Saxophone,
biggest day of the year for him.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
I would like to present a challenge to you and to the people of Central Queensland that want to get involved and get along.
Now, you said that it's a fitness thing, already I'm a little bit skeptical because you know I don't like to exercise.
Well, it's not that much of an effort. It is the 30-day squat challenge. If you've noticed on one of our whiteboards, I've written just 1 to 30.
Yep.
It's not the amount of times you've sworn on the show. It's the amount of days that I want to do this challenge.
Okay.
And essentially, it is 30 days of 100 squats.
100.
Every single day. You don't have to do them all in a row.
Do they have to be weighted squats or can I just use my own body weight?
No, you see, like you could use your own body weight. I'm going to use weights. Okay. So that means I'm going to have to go to the gym for 30 days straight or I'm just going to have to pick up, like, I don't know, a young child and just do squats with them around my shoulders.
That's pick up one of our promo staff.
Yeah, just pick up one of the young kids. And so essentially just 100 squats, 100 squats for 30 days. Apparently you can do wonders for your bum. Can do wonders for your quads and your legs.
So do I have to do them all at once or can like 25 every couple of hours?
You could do one, stop for 5 hours and then do 99. I don't care.
Okay.
Whatever your way is doing it, I'm thinking my brain is going to do it either in 20s or 25s.
All right.
Doing it with, I haven't gauged the weight that I'm going to put on my shoulders, but I'll get a read on it after the first 25 and be like, that was too heavy.
I feel like we've got 4 hours of the show. So if I do 25 per hour of the show, there's my 100 done for the day.
Yeah. Do you want to do like 5 right now?
Well, I'd rather not.
Just do 5 right now.
Hang on.
You don't need to touch the microphone. Like,
well,
cause you're going
to
be moving up and down.
Oh,
you're
going to
be moving up and down the microphone. Okay.
All right, okay. One.
All right. Get it. No. Deep.
I'm getting into a deep lunge.
That is not a deep lunge.
It's deep.
Do you want to show? I'll show
you
a deep lunge.
All right. So, show me. This is riveting for people who can't actually see what we're doing. Yep. I mean, that is the most pathetic squat I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, but I'm going deep. I'm going deep. It looked like you were bending over to touch your knees.
I've done 5. I got 95 to go today.
That's a fair. If you want to join, we'll do some like video updates and stuff on our Facebook and Instagram. And if you're not accountable, I feel like there should be punishments, my friend.
What is a punishment?
I don't know. If you're not doing, like, do you think you'll do 100 squats a day?
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
This isn't the first time you've proposed such a challenge.
Yes, no, I've already failed a challenge.
How did your push-up challenge go?
My 100 days of 100 push-ups?
Mm-hmm.
I did day one. So I was a few short.
By day two, you'd already. Is this why you've roped me in this time?
Yeah. Accountability, my friend.
Sure.
Accountability.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Valentine's Day is today. Happy Valentine's Day if you are listening across Central Queensland. And if you have got in touch with us over the last few days, we've been celebrating Valentine's Day with a few shout-outs. We've saved our favourite till last. We've got Sexy Mike and the Sexy Boys playing their love song and dedications. And here's the final one.
Take it away, guys.
For your Valentine's Day.
Jugsy, you'll always be my Valentine, no matter how old and grumpy we get. Love always, Kaz.
There you go, Jugsy. Special message there from you from Kaz.
You just know Jugsy and Kaz are going to have the most romantic night tonight.
Happy Valentine's Day wherever you are across Central Queensland. I hope you're not sad and alone like all of us.
You have a girlfriend.
Yeah, but she's forever away. Anyway, happy Valentine's Day. It's Tim and Jess. We're going to get out of here.
Tim and Jess. Catch up weekday mornings from 5 on Hit.